This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe, Thursday night, that hockey game, I'm guessing the numbers are going to be pretty big for that one. They crushed it on Saturday. Could not turn that thing off.
Are you kidding me?
Good
it was
Lord,
all set right off the bat.
I didn't know.
Matthew Tkachuk tells his brother Brady, hey, you ready? He goes, let's do it. Let's set the tone. That Canadian team is loaded. Half the friggin' league is Canadian
yeah.
players, right?
Hey, the USA team's no slouch, though, man.
No.
They got a bunch of tough kids on that team. But I had no idea they were going to play at that level. And I was just thinking to myself, I was watching that. Could you imagine?
Good players. They're talking about this most talented United States team they've ever had.
Let me flip it on you. Can you imagine being an NHL GM watching that? Seeing those guys, I mean, they were they played that game like they were playing for a cup.
By the way, some guys are hurt. Now Brady's banged up. Matthew Tkachuk's banged up.
Well, yeah, they're hurt. Did you see the way they were hitting each other?
Yeah, they were playing for the cup.
And yes. I could only imagine being an NHL GM.
You can't have
like,
it both
you got
ways.
Your guys playing way.
So this is what the NBA is saying. The NBA is going, okay, he wants to go out and play defense and go after it and try to block shots and play like those guys. Look at him. Let's see how those guys all do coming back. What if one of those guys breaks his hand? What if Tkachuk hits a guy in the helmet, breaks his hand, and he's out for the rest of the regular season or something? I understand, but I'm just telling you, as a fan, what Tkachuk did to start that game, there was such a buzz. And then, by the way, Brady fights Matthew's teammate, Bennett.
Yeah.
They're fighting and going, and we know Bennett's a tough guy. He didn't back down. He's not afraid. He'll make a run at a guy.
The atmosphere at that thing was incredible.
Listen, man.
I mean, they boo the national anthem, they're in Canada and they hate us now. I just the whole atmosphere at that thing was.
So what do you think it's going to be like? This game's going to be in Boston.
Did you see what tickets are selling for?
$2,500.
It's like $1,300 just to get in the door. I mean, these are like Stanley Cup. Plus,
so I hear the guys, and so now I can't turn it off. Right? I want to hear what the TNT guys are saying. They do a nice job, by the way. That group does that, and they're having that Canadians on and go get them, brother, and like they're showing their colors, like oh Canadian, huh? Because I don't do you Woody. I don't go around and check to see. Hell, I thought the Tkachuk brothers were like Canadian for like.
Well, you think all hockey players are Canadian because it's a Canadian sport.
Well, a lot of those guys come down here and play and have long careers and end up staying here. And you know,
but all those guys, for the most part, I mean, they were all naming their colleges and their Michigan and Minnesota. It's like the 1980 team.
That was just, I mean, you talk about, and this is a real easy one for me. Giannis hit it right on the head. You got to go USA versus the world in this NBA thing.
I don't think there's any answer for the NBA thing.
I disagree.
I truly don't.
I disagree.
Hey, man, look, you got enough time getting those guys to play in the regular season. Okay, they are not going to play in an NBA All-Star game and care. The NBA has a very big culture problem right now.
Well, go ahead. You're hitting me with all this.
Well, don't you think? I think they have a huge culture problem
right
now.
What's a culture problem? Guys don't friggin' play hard?
I think Jimmy Butler is a good example of the issues that that league has.
Well, he shouldn't even show up at the All-Star game because he wants nothing to do with them.
Yeah. But I just think that league in general has some serious problems. And, you know, you could really tell when on opening night, remember they had opening night and TNT's out there and they got the commissioner on. And the main topic is how do we get guys to play?
Right.
That's a bad look, man.
No.
And that is a bad way to start your season. And it goes over the All-Star game and you got Draymond on there ripping and Kenny's ripping. I mean, the whole thing's embarrassing.
It was, by the way. And they tried this new format. This commissioner's trying everything.
He, by the way, could be part of the problem.
Why is he part of the problem?
I'm just saying, man.
How do you change these guys?
Basketball is my favorite sport, and I love the NBA. That product has gotten really, really tough to watch.
I agree.
And did you see the ratings? The TV ratings are suffering.
There's a lot of people that agree.
You see locally, they said it was down like 50. I think Barry said 58% or something.
I did see that. Heat are still selling out every game and have a waiting list.
Yeah, they got a waiting list, yeah. So they're okay there, but...
But less and less people are watching it.
Do you blame people, though?
I would just like to see what would happen. Just you have nothing to lose, and all those guys kind of like the idea, the United States against the world. Let's see what happens. The world will have an unbelievable team, by the way.
Yeah, they would. They'd probably win. I just think that league has issues with guys wanting to play and playing hard, and it's this whole like notion of let's just save it for the postseason.
Well,
it's tough, man.
Well, they do have a problem.
Serious problems.
And the Four Nations playoff is just...
Well, that didn't do it any favors, right?
That is just unbelievable. And it starts with the Tkachuk brothers, their first, second, you know, what, three fights in 9 seconds of play. They break one up, and then the guys are running at each other and absolutely trying to destroy each other with some of the hits that we saw.
Well, that's the issue, though, right? You got your choices Saturday night were to watch Mac McClung from the G League do the dunk contest, right?
Yeah.
Or you could watch this hockey game where these guys are playing like they're playing, you know, the last game they're ever going to play. I mean, these guys were at the level of intensity in that game, whether you like hockey or not, my God,
well,
man.
Let's get a little more specific on this. I got to tell you, we are really lucky to have Matthew Tkachuk. No, I'm being serious.
Yeah, no, he is.
You can say whatever you want. I'm not saying he's the best player in hockey.
He's not. The other guy is. Connor McDavid is the best. I mean,
okay.
Did you see that goal he scored?
Yes. I saw everything
about
it.
And we saw that in the cup final.
And by the way,
he's fast.
If you don't think they're going to show up Thursday night with like,
oh,
we just,
my God.
They've heard it. And that sport is number one up there in Canada. And they have heard about how embarrassed they were. They outplayed you. They are more physical than you. They tried to bully you. All that stuff. Those guys are going to come out. Those guys, including a couple of our guys, Bennett and Reinhardt, are on that thing. And they're going to get after it. McDavid and McKinnon and Crosby and Point. I mean, it's a who's who of friggin' players. But this thing Thursday night, even if you're like, well, I like to go watch hockey in person, but I really don't like to watch it on TV. Your ass needs to watch that Thursday night because that thing is going to be in Boston and unbelievable to watch. Hockey, if they could do this every year, and Woody, you bring up a good point. I'm guessing a lot of GMs are going, damn, when they play, especially when the United States plays against Canada, ooh, man, that's they get after it. They're getting after it pretty good. By the way, throw Russia in there, my guy. Can you imagine that if they ever let Russia back in to bring out and play? Oh, Lord. Just a great format. Great format. It really is. And it was fun. And I wish they could just go to that and get rid of the friggin' all. There's one all-star game left for me right now. MLB. Major League Baseball does not have to do anything. Just go out. It's great. You get a little bit, all the best guys play. You know, I don't know if you're tired of home run derby the night before or not, but I don't know. When I see a guy still can hit a ball as far as some of these guys are hitting it, it's incredible. But they got to figure out. But the rest of them all got problems, from flag football in the NFL to what's going on in the basketball thing right now. It's not good. And
the dunk contest to me has been the biggest issue with the NBA All-Star Weekend for a long, long time. The three-point thing sucks, right? You don't get your best shooters to do the three-point They don't want to do it for whatever reason, right? But the dunk contest, that should be the NBA's marquee event.
Not really, because now the whole game's a three-point shot. Why might as well.
The whole game,
50% of shots are three-pointers. Yes. So, you guys take a ton of them. We might as well, all the teams that take 90 a game, go ahead and put you out there.
All-star Saturday night, 9 o'clock at night, 10 o'clock at night, whatever, you peak viewers. Like, the dunk contest should be your signature event. You should have your stars do it. Find a way to get your stars to do it. It should not be a guy who is not in the league.
I agree.
And he's won 3 years in a row. Like, I get it. It's a nice little novelty.
No, it's not.
It's not good.
The G League guy and a guy you find out he's made more in these dunk contests than he's made in his career. Yeah.
It was cute the first time, but it's just embarrassing. By the way, don't these guys, they have no pride, these NBA players. To let a G League guy come in there, a little guy like that, and win the dunk contest? Come on, man.
That could be part of it.
Show a little pride.
Are they afraid that they're going to lose to the G League guy? I don't know.
You shouldn't even let the G League guy do it.
And then second of all, these guys, they're watching the other guys that don't do it, and they're like, nah, it's long enough season. I don't want to do that. I don't want to embarrass myself. And so they don't do it. And then, like, honestly, man, Steph Curry, I love Steph Curry. He's playing at home. You're not in the three-point contest? Anyway, that was...
It's really pathetic.
So that's where we are on that.
And you got the whole broadcast, all they do is rip the product.
Well, I'll tell you what, nobody's ripping that game, Canada and United States.
Well, that didn't help the NBA, right? I mean, the fact that game was as good as it was.
Now, I will tell you this. There are a lot of people like the NBA that just don't like the NHL. Like, if you don't like the NHL, you're not going to watch the game. Correct. If you're not a fan of the NHL, and the NHL has got a ways to go in this market to catch up to the NBA, it just does. And I know the numbers are down, but the Heat and basketball's built up pretty good following here. And I get it. Everybody is complaining. I got more people come up to me. Are you kidding me? Run and shoot threes. Run and shoot threes. Run and shoot threes. Go to the basket and dish it out for a three. Yeah, I'm guessing it's not great. By the way, we got all kinds of stuff going on this morning. The Richie Incognito story is back out there. Jonathan Martin saying, hey, man, I wasn't bullied. Well, he didn't bully me. I've been trying to tell everybody that for 10 years. Like, none of this happened. It was my mom. My mom wanted to make sure I got my money. And she was an attorney, and the league was scared to death of my mom. I think the mom and dad are attorneys, if I'm not mistaken, with that story. But anyway, we got a fired up Richie Incognito for sure. Yeah, about everything. And then on top of that, you can't make up the year 2013. The theme of the show today is 2013. We had Nolan Carroll on talking about it. Deion Jordan, maybe the biggest bust. He was a nice guy. You and I were talking about doing an interview with him, Woody.
Not a mean-spirited guy.
Likable guy.
You think John Martin was mean-spirited?
No.
I'm trying to, like piece that story together, right? Because what he did is just despicable, right? Take Richie down the way that he did.
Let me tell you something. Both those guys had something in common. Emotionally, mentally, weren't ready for the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And we drafted one in the first round and one in the second round, not the same year.
Yeah, except Deion Jordan didn't leave a wake of damage.
No,
right?
But
Deion Jordan just flaked out, right? I mean, that was...
But there are a lot of people who think Deion Jordan is by himself and that bust of all time in the first round.
He is. Remember, he was surfaced on some other teams, too, for like little bit.
No, all that talent. Like everybody thought, you never give up. He's 6'6". He's 275. He runs. He jumps. He's long.
They traded up to get him. He must saw something in him, right? I mean,
that almost by itself, probably that Jonathan Martin thing didn't help either.
No, but for John Martin to come out 10 years later because he's got a bunch of guilt, I mean, what a selfish pig. While he's out these way, they show him the article and he's in his little suit vest thing and he's selling Bitcoins or speaking about Bitcoin, whatever the hell he's doing.
Yeah, the market and everything.
Oh, you're doing great, but hey, I got a little bit of guilt that I got to, let go of here. I hate to rehash this thing that you guys are trying to, put your lives back together, but...
I just want to say this to you, Woody. if you think all that's bad, you could be Justin Tucker with more accusers coming out. That list is down. Now, he's never going to get up to Watson's
60-something,
but he's at 60.
He's giving him a run for his money.
I always wonder with the Justin Tucker thing. You're innocent until proven guilty.
How many spas are in Baltimore?
I don't know.
He's up to 8 now, right?
It's 16.
No, but 8 spas.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what spas are. But at what point does the wife say, you know, I'm starting to get a little suspicious about your story after... I mean, it's one thing, but this list keeps going up. And of course, I got to bring this up before we go to break. They hit us with the devout Catholic thing. Why? Just say it's Justin Tucker. Don't go. He's the devout Catholic. They don't need him on the team right now. All right. Hey, listen.
Hey, man. He's running up those numbers, though.
Jeez.
I mean, what do you, like, if you're that guy, like, what is he doing going from spa to spa until he gets banned?
I don't know, but it's the same.
Jeez, man.
It looks like every woman has the same story.
Yeah, you think? By the way, with Watson, though, I will say, Watson was pushing 80 and the girl still didn't leave him, so. I mean, they just kept coming out and coming out, and she was like, nope, I'm staying with him.
I'm staying, that's my guy.
Didn't she buy him he bought her a ring or something, a really nice ring.
I don't know. Hey, that's my story, and I'm sticking to you, and she goes, and I believe you. Hey, right now I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy deals. You can believe in them. 14 stores conveniently located in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Let's always start with that good news, and then let's move on to some of the great looks going on here for 2025, the all-new Equinox. Wow, eye-catching exterior. You got an SUV loaded with smart style and practical dependability for you to really enjoy in the 2025 Traverse. It's a midsize SUV right underneath that big, beautiful Tahoe they're making right now. That 2025 Tahoe is spectacular. I grabbed one. I had to. Man, is it nice. But I got to tell you, the Traverse, if you want to just downsize a little bit, still spacious and comfortable seating for everybody, plenty of room for everyone's cargo. The turbocharged 2.5-liter engine also gets a better performance. Boy, I'll tell you what, you go on and on, and then I go right to Silverado trucks. So I tell everybody, you need a working truck. No, I need a strong truck. I tow a lot of stuff. I put a lot of stuff in that bed. Well, I got to tell you, Silverado's got 4 different strong options and engines for you that makes it perfect. So whether you're towing for pleasure or for work, doesn't matter. The hardest working bed and truck is ready for you. That Silverado, it's almost like they've custom-made one for your lifestyle. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers going on right now at your South Florida Chevy dealers.
All right, before we get back to the show here, let's get you a weather report. It is brought to you by the DeMesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. It is 73 degrees at the moment, partly cloudy, and 33% chance of rain at 2 o'clock. So rain steps up just a little bit. They're at 2 o'clock, and just to also let you know, we do have a couple, actually have 3 contests going on right now, so let's let you know about a few of them here. We have the Slam Dunk in Vegas, travel and accommodations for 1 winner and 3 guests to Las Vegas, plus $20,000. It's easy to enter. Download the free Odyssey app, log in, or register for an account and listen to WQAM or any participating station. Listen each day for a minimum of 1 hour for your entry, and you can do it every day. The Slam Dunk in Vegas for your chance to win. Just listen to WQAM on the free Odyssey app. Travel dates are March 17th to the 22nd, 2025. When in Las Vegas, stay at the Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas' premium sports viewing destination, and visit the biggest March Hoops party at Stadium Swim. This is a national contest. By the way, Joe, we do have 2 other contests. We will tell you about those later.
We'll just hit you with contests. Keep them coming, Lynn. All those contests, man. That's
great. He's crushing it, man.
He is. He's sitting at home there. He didn't get that memo about everybody coming in. Did he get that or no?
Did they send that out?
Yeah, send a memo.
Oh, they said it at the meeting, right?
We want to see your ass behind that glass, I think is what they were saying. Anyway.
You got to make sure someone enforces that, all right?
Ain't nobody.
You get after that. I know you need the support of leadership here when you walk out of this place.
Oh, boy. So anyway, the Miami Dolphins made some releases. I think a lot of people thought this might happen. Raheem Mostert, Kendall Fuller, and Durham Smythe all were cut from the team, and first thing I, all great guys, all good guys. Raheem will always be remembered and will be in that record book for the year he had. His second year here was just incredible, over 1,000 yards, the 18 touchdowns. Three more as a pass catcher at 21 touchdowns in a season. And it was just fun. Everything about that offense was just unbelievable. So I got to tell you, we'll talk to Omar Kelly about this a little bit. So the cornerback position, I see now the mock drafts, and this is going to change as we see certain people, we find out they're not going to play, or the team releases them, or whatever the situation is with every team. But cornerback position now moves up, man. It moves up as a priority. You got Jalen Ramsey. You've got Kader Kohou, probably in the slot, where he had a nice bounce back year. Storm Duck played a lot of football, the rookie free agent, and I'm guessing he'll be in their plan going forward because he's got some experience. But outside of that, I mean, it just, there's nothing you can trust, and you're just way too thin. So that now becomes, and this is going to be the problem with the team. We already had a lot of needs from guys' contracts that were up. Now you release some guys. I don't mean to be hard on Cam Smith, who was our first pick, second round pick, but a first pick in the draft a couple years ago. This will be his third year coming back. He's played for two different coordinators. I know he got injured, and I saw the coach's comments that if he was in shape, he's got to get in better shape, get his conditioning. And again, I'm like, when was the last time we heard about a defensive back or a wide receiver? Nobody runs more than those guys. Like, this should never come up. It's just, it's work ethic. He's immature. It's now two coordinators, too. And by the way, I know he'll get every chance again to come in and show me he can play. Hey, we're gonna give you another shot this year to see. And maybe the lights go on. Maybe the lights go on in year three. But you can't count on them. Can't count on them. Didn't go off in year one. How's it not go off in year one or year two? Doesn't help that Jalen Ramsey's telling everybody he should be playing. And Vic Fangio, who knows a little bit more than Jalen Ramsey does, goes, no, he doesn't. I can't trust him. I'm not putting him out there. I'm putting him out there. I got to see it. Like, you don't just get thrown in because you're the first pick in a draft for a team. You got to show guys, especially guys been around and know what it's supposed to look like Vic Fangio. So that would be a little bit of a priority right there. That cornerback position going forward. That would be up there. We've been talking about 2013, man. 2013 was a rough year. Rough year, bully gate, and we drafted Deion Jordan in the first round. And it, of course, both stories actually have something in common, and it was shoulders up of guys emotionally, mentally, not ready to handle the NFL. And when you don't play well, how do you bounce back? There's nobody's going to play in that league. If you think they're going to have success every snap in every game, it's just not. You're going to have bad games. You're going to have bad plays. You're going to have plays that are one of the reasons your team loses games, but you got to bounce back. You got to bounce back. And if you can't handle it mentally, emotionally, and you go into the crapper, then, and I get it. The higher pick you are, the more pressure. I get that Deion Jordan was probably, outside of getting that big fat signing bonus, is a third overall pick, first defensive player taken. Yeah, you don't do well, so you start staying out late. You're partying. You got all that money in the bank from that signing bonus. And I don't blame the other part. I don't blame Richie. I don't blame Richie that Jonathan Martin left. Whether he went to sit at a table after a bad game and everybody got up and went to a different table. The NFL is not for everybody. It's just not for everyone. Jonathan Martin, this story coming out after 12 years is crazy. He's been trying to fix it for 10 years. I've been trying to fix this story for 10 years. Blames his mother. Said my mom was kind of behind this whole thing. What a bad look for her. Of course, it's cost a lot of people jobs. We had on earlier, if you're just joining us, Nolan Carroll was unbelievable this morning. He was there for the whole thing and saw it and wasn't real happy about the whole thing and things that have been said about Richie. Listen, Richie's got his own demons. He'd be the first to tell you. He's got his own problems. But he thought he's a good teammate, and a lot of those guys on that team thought he was a really good teammate and loved to be with him. He was tough. And the other comments made, not only was he tough, if you wanted to go out and you wanted somebody to have your back while you're out all night, you wanted to be with Richie Incognito. If you're going to act like an ass clown a little bit, you wanted Richie with you to make sure you're in good shape. No question about it.
You know, the difference between these guys, though, again, is that, you know, Deion Jordan wasn't a bad guy. I mean, he didn't leave a path of destruction, right? But John Martin did. John Martin wanted to ruin that franchise, man. And then the worst part of it to me, Joe, I don't know what your read on that is it seems like nobody in the organization for the Dolphins tried to step up and help. They just kind of bent over and were like, you do your Wells report and, you know, we're going to keep quiet over here. No one's going to stick up for this guy. And
Once the NFL came in, what are you supposed to do? You had a guy quit that said he was bullied, an offensive lineman.
But if you knew it wasn't true.
Well, I think they thought.
And I think a lot of people. So I think a lot of players tried to come out and say that, right? Like a lot of players, like, we love playing with Richie. This is not true. But nobody bought it because,
you know,
the media took that thing, by the way, and just, that was like the media story of the year.
Well, we had news.
CNN was here. They were all here.
All of them. All of them were out front. Lead story, the head news, whoever does the reporting was there.
They were drooling over this story. I mean, it was their lead thing, man. It's perfect for them.
It's not bullying
in
the
locker room.
Bullying was going on at every school. It was tied in.
No, for their business, I'm saying. For their business, it was like that story couldn't have been better.
Richie Incognito was the poster child of the bullying that was going on. And then, of course, the Ted Wells report, he comes in, he goes, it's everywhere. It's going, nobody's safe in this building. Yeah, unbelievable.
I don't know. I just thought the Dolphins came out looking, you know, as they always do with these stories.
I can tell you one thing. One of those 25 years we didn't make the playoffs or win a playoff game, yeah, that was an easy one to figure out right there. Just a lot of bad stuff, man. A lot of really, really bad stuff on that front with Richie, who, by the way, is fired up and sending stuff out to everybody that's...
Well, imagine having to live with that for 10 years. And then John Martin's got the guilty conscience, so he comes out and he's got to set the record straight now 10 years later.
Hey, it's a story that I've been trying to fix for 10 years. How hard did you try to fix it, really?
Yeah, really.
Didn't he have a gun at some point? And they said he was at the airport, and he was looking for Pouncey, and he was looking for Richie.
But hey, man, he's doing really well. If he's a Bitcoin billionaire, whatever.
I just don't know if it's all his stories, except for, you know, his mental issues that he's dealing with. Hey, listen, man.
As long as he clears his conscience, though, right? It doesn't matter how many people you damage, right? As long as he's okay.
Well, I got to tell you, that story took a lot of people down. By the way,
how many people lost their careers over that, or their jobs, or whatever? Like, there were a lot of people that got
that was
quite a path he left.
We need to. If you missed it, we're gonna have Nolan Carroll on a little bit later on. I want you to hear.
Yeah, that was
what he had to say about the whole thing. It was good. He was a cornerback for 4 years for the Miami Dolphins. It was good stuff. Hey, I want to take a moment to tell you about Michael Kotche at Choice Mortgage. Boy, I'll tell you right now, if you're looking for a home and you want to get the best rates, you want to get that mortgage done quickly, it's all about that, right? I mean, especially if you've got somebody else that's also trying to get that same place, you want to get the lowest rates, you want to get approved quickly. If you're self-employed, you've been declined by the banks, you still want to know somebody can help you. Michael Kotzia, Choice Mortgage can help you. I always tell everybody this, man. Go to Google Reviews on the web. Find out what everybody's saying at Choice Mortgage Reviews with Michael Kotzia and the work that they do over there. Call or text them, 561-441-2730. 35 years in the business. And one of the great things for him, not only a reverse mortgage, more popular than ever, if you and your spouse are 62 or older, and you have your home basically totally paid off or almost paid off, and you're sitting with all that equity, you could really use it, the reverse mortgage might be perfect for you. And Michael Kotzia, he can get those done in his sleep for you, man, with get you done quickly. Great to deal with. Call or text him if you have want to get started, need somebody to help you. 561-441-2730. It's 561-441-2730. MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender. Michael Kotzia is ready to help you get approved quickly.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. What do you have for us today besides you're down on the NBA and their
I was down on the NBA.
The Bay Area All-Star Game.
Is that where that thing was? I didn't watch 2 minutes of it.
You didn't know.
Didn't watch a minute of it.
Come on, man. Steph Curry, the MVP.
Of what?
The All-Star Game.
Oh, did he? Good for him. All right. I did see he was asked afterwards about it. I guess Draymond predicted they were going to win a championship.
Yeah, Draymond just went all in. He went, hey, we got Jimmy Butler. I'm following Jimmy and Steph. We will win this championship.
I can't tell if I like Draymond on TV or not. I know he says a lot of crazy stuff, but I don't know. Who cares, man? This NHL thing's better anyway.
They're showing
the highlights of this thing.
Guess what? Draymond ain't making a big difference in these playoffs.
No. By the way, it's a pick 'em game over under 5.5 on Thursday, USA Canada. We'll have extensive gambling.
We
got to
get those Tkachuk brothers back, man. Got to have the Tkachuk brothers back.
I know. All right, Joe, here you go, man. We'll start with this one. ESPN.com executive editor reportedly placed on leave amid HR complaints. This was some point last week here. Christina Daglis, an executive editor who oversees ESPN.com, has been placed on leave. She's worked there for over a decade. This resulted from various complaints from multiple employees to the company's human resources department. We'll follow this story closely to see what the
wait a second
exactly happened.
You said she?
Christina, yes.
She got in trouble?
Christina got. I know where what you're thinking. I thought the same thing, to be quite honest.
Wow.
I know.
I'm so used to guys getting hammered on this.
I know.
Yeah, like your outfit. Staying after work today? Want to go have a drink on your way home?
How you've survived all these years. Very impressive.
I told you. One of the first HR meetings they had at QN, they didn't think it was funny. And they had so they had these videos come out. And they're like, is this appropriate or not? And it was all acting, right? Mm-hmm. They knew out of New York, and they put this thing together when we were owned by CBS.
Uh-huh.
And the guy would stand up and go, well, what do you think? And I go, hey, damn, that outfit looks good on you. Man, it really, God, you look so good. Want to go have a drink after work? No, I'm really not interested, Charlie, but thank you for the compliment. No. We got to go out and have a few drinks looking that good. And they go, all right, and he stops the video. All right, so what do you think? Is this appropriate? I go, yeah, she looks great. And the guy's like, this is not funny. This is serious stuff, this HR stuff. So.
I hate to break this to you at this moment, but we still have those, and we're supposed to do them every year.
When was the last time I did it?
You've done it every year.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Quiet moment.
Yeah, just behave, all right? Put my ass on the line for you. All right, here we go. Apple.
God, everything got like I'm breaking HR
rules.
Well, no,
because you're like, whoa, 10 years ago we used to do these videos. Like, we do them every year.
Well, I'm just
you're
talking.
Just not, you're not exactly.
No, but they don't have the videos.
This goes back to you being the Jimmy Butler of QAM.
This, but we don't have the actors, and they're not doing.
Yes, they do.
They still have the videos
yes,
like
yes,
this.
Yes, they do.
And they stop and they go, appropriate or not?
They do. Yes, they do.
Every year. And the girls go, I wouldn't mind. I mean, it was kind of a nice compliment.
Jay Monty says he's doing it right now. Yeah, they do. By the way, I'm not even lying to you. And I can show you the email if you want. Your boss emailed me about 2 weeks ago and he said, hey, any chance Joe can do these? And so usually I'll let it go for a while until they ask me like three more times and then they'll threaten to fire you and then we'll do them.
I'll get it done.
Sure you will.
No, if it's right now the way things, yeah, I'll get it done.
Sure. All right. Apple has reportedly capped the number of Inter-Miami games Fox can air, Joe. Just two of Lionel Messi's games will appear on linear television.
People
this
want
season.
Messi.
Yeah.
It's going to get messy if you don't give him Messi.
Fox is now entering year three of a four-year deal with the league to broadcast 33 regular season games between Fox Broadcast Channel and FS1. At the moment, this is the only way for fans to watch MLS games on regular television here, and then obviously Apple will have the rest. And should you be willing to shell over the money to subscribe, I don't know what they charge for that thing. I'm not personally a subscriber. Are you?
No.
Okay. I don't see myself becoming one, but, you know, that's how you watch the games if you want to.
He is fun to watch.
Yeah, when he plays.
His high. I don't know. Will you stop? I just said when he plays, he's great. It's fun to watch. The guy's still really good. That's all. And you don't have it when he plays.
You took a negative spin on it. I've been to one of those games where they teased him on social media and then he didn't show up for the game. So I've been messy screwed.
He is still the best show we have in this town.
All right. Floyd Mayweather, Joe, is getting set here for a big week of partying. He has dropped millions of dollars. He's going to have eight parties in Miami for his 48th birthday here. He's inviting about 400 of his closest friends and family. They'll all be here in South Beach to celebrate the 48th birthday.
Wow.
Mayweather has tons of different events planned. A beach party, an ATV tour, roller skating, bowling, and more. Mayweather will also throw an event at a local mansion as well as on a yacht.
Okay. Boy, that's going all out on your own birthday.
Special musical performances.
Oh, he'll bring in some good ones. I think this is still that big paycheck he got, right, before?
The Paul fight? Did he fight a Paul?
No, he did, but no.
Who did he fight recently?
That's where he knocked a guy and he held up one of the Paul brothers. He was getting ready to, he was getting a little shaky. Yeah. No, I was going back. What's the guy's name?
Conor McGregor.
He made $200 million friggin' dollars for that.
That's big, though, man. 400 people. Sounds like something you'd be forced to do.
All right, what do you got next?
All right, man. Hey, the
you just
Ravens.
Get bored. You just stole my name out there.
The Ravens, man, they can't catch a break here. Ravens offensive lineman Ben Cleveland was arrested for DUI last week. He drove his truck with a blood alcohol content over twice the legal limit. He was pulled early, by the way, early pullover, 10:25, said he had been swerving. He was swerving so erratically, he nearly steered his black Ford F-250 into a ditch.
Boy, I had somebody in front of me today that was slow and all over the road at about 40 miles an hour.
During the stop, he admitted to drinking approximately 3 to 4 beers. Now, again, he blew a .178. The legal limit is .08. It doesn't have his... Oh, it does. 6.7, 3.15. 3 to 4 beers? 6.7, 3.15. Guessing that doesn't do it.
You think he lied? You guessing it was...
Well, I wonder how many beers it would take. I'm being honest now. I wonder how many beers it would take to get a guy that big, 6'7", 315, to get him over the double the legal limit. That's got to be a case, right? An 18? I'm being honest with you, like, right?
Well, it's probably...
And I'm guessing these guys do their fair share of...
Probably a couple six-packs.
Right?
Or between a six-pack and 2 6-packs. Everybody's different, Woody.
All right, and a quick, I was going to say Monday, it's Tuesday, memorabilia update here, Joe. Fanatics is going to be offering ultra-rare Shohei Ohtani autographed memorabilia. Limited edition items will range from $20,000 to $40,000. They will be released on the 17th of each month.
Wow.
World Series signed baseballs, autographed baseballs used in his 50-50 game in September amongst the items here. I got to tell you, I don't think anyone has ever capitalized on an athlete the way they have capitalized on Shohei Ohtani here
recently. Best player in baseball.
I know he is, but they are selling so much stuff.
The guy might come back and pitch this year on top of everything else at some point.
He is pitching. I saw him warming up. I thought of you.
I wouldn't let that guy pitch.
I know you wouldn't, but
no
it's good
way.
For the game. So you're always trying to bring baseball down for some reason. I don't know why. And finally,
what do you mean by that? I like baseball, actually.
I think you're anti-baseball, to be honest. All right, finally here, Joe. Michael Jordan game-worn shoes from his first NBA Finals.
How much stuff does MJ have left? My
this
God.
This is a pair of Jordan 4? VI. Is that 6 or 4? I think that's 6.
Just one of those.
6 or 4?
He gave the
five, six, six.
He gave the shoes to
If it's in front, then it's.
What did he do? He used to give the shoes to his security guys.
He actually gave these to Sonny Vaccaro, the Nike executive.
Yeah.
That's either Ben Affleck or Matt Damon in that movie. I don't remember which one.
All right,
remember that shoe movie?
I do. Saw it. I love.
Anyway,
that
you can
movie.
Bid on those shoes, Joe. If you're interested, the last time they went up for auction, they sold for $252,000 in 2020.
Great.
My guess is they will go for more this time.
Yes. Everything's going for more.
Will you be bidding?
No.
You never bid on any of the items we talk about on here, man. That's disappointing.
You're the one in the business. You're the one that likes all that stuff. I just like to hear the prices on
Yeah, but your credit card with that credit limit is more friendly for these items. I bid on the Jordan shoes,
shut up.
I would have to can I spread this out over all these cards? Like with you, it's just like, here's the card.
All right, we've got Omar Kelly going to join us. See what
you think your wife would notice?
What are we going to catch from Omar Kelly today from the Miami
Herald? Oh, I don't
know,
man.
See what Omar's
he's
feeling
all
today.
Over the map.
See what he's how he's feeling about this whole
Jonathan however he woke
Martin
up this morning.
And thing with Richie Incognito. Why do we have to bring this back up? Why? Why is this back?
John Martin had a guilty conscience.
We got enough problems, man. We're trying to get this team built back up. Why are we going through the bully gate. All right. Tell you what, I got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. I want to tell you about Baptist Health South Florida. Wow. One of the top sports medicine programs in the country right here in our backyard. So if you're one of those, there's no doctors here good enough for my family. My son's been injured. My daughter's been injured. I'm going out of state. You can go wherever you want, but you don't need to. You got one of the best programs in the country right here. How good are they? They take care of Inter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, the Miami Dolphins, FIU, FAU, high school, college, and professional athletes from all over the country. They come to South Florida to see these doctors for the knee and shoulder. These specialists are unbelievable. Foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles. I can go on and on, but bottom line is, hey, the reason I'm talking about it, they got great facilities, and they got great doctors they put together for every part of the body. They've seen every kind of injury possible. If you're active and aggressive and competitive in team or individual sports, no matter what age you are, you do know this, sooner or later, you will get injured, and then you'll call Baptist Health South Florida. We'll get you in there quickly, ready to go. And, boy, you talk about facilities. Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, Hard Rock Stadium right next to the training facility. And also 595 and Pine Island Implantation. Man, old Dr. Swartzen's up there ready to help you. Visit BaptistHealth.net/ortho. One goal every day. It's about getting you healthy back out playing the sports you love the most.